You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
5 minutes out of a four-hour show. I'm not going to freak out about much of anything Scott Harris said. Now, I'm also not going to fight with you guys. I don't know what the hell happened last year. I'm not interested. I don't know how guys like Cookies and Rieger got vilified for wanting Matt Chapman. Hell, by people in this building. I don't care. It's a weird, toxic thing. I like winning. And I do believe you have to spend in baseball to win. Now, I have facts on my side with that. I can deliver those to you, but we'll do that tomorrow. The point is, I'm going to let Scott Harris play this thing out. He'll show us what he's thinking. Because if they don't bring in a big right-handed bat, if they don't bring in a big-time number two arm to go with Skubal, to take the pressure. Look, Job is not going to pitch a ton of innings next year. Hate to break it to you guys. He ain't throwing 180 innings. So we're going to have to see it. But there was one thing I think I have every right to be upset about. Every right. And it has to do with Harvey. Take a listen to this. And before you go, what was he supposed to say? I can give you a million things you could say instead of what he did say. Here's Scott Harris's plan for Javi Baez.
As far as Javi, there's a role for him on this team. I just talked about needing a right-handed bat to balance out our infield that is increasingly left-handed right now. Like, Javi's right-handed, and he has performed as well as, you know, any shortstop in the game at periods in his career. One of the things that we talked about a lot this summer was he was struggling to rotate. He was feeling restricted. We think a lot of that has to do with his hips. So him undergoing the procedure and coming out of the procedure positively is a good sign for us. He's got to get a lot better this offseason to demonstrate that he can make our infield better. But there's no reason to suggest that he won't have a role on this team if he comes out of the surgery feeling like he can rotate the way he used to when he was performing among the best players in the game. And he certainly fits the framework of our infield right now.
You can't be serious. You have to go back to 2016 for a full year or a 2 month stretch in 19. What world am I in? All Trey Sweeney did was come in and basically reverse Javi's negative WAR quotient and negative eight defensive runs saved. And by just not being complete garbage, Trey Sweeney was a 1.1 WAR player in a limited run. And I don't even think Trey Sweeney's an everyday player on a high-level team. However, I'm much more willing to let a young man grow. Javi Baez will be with us in spring training, and he has a role with this team in 2025. Tell you what, if you're serious about Javi Baez, I don't need to be serious about you. That's insane. This team got better the minute they exiled this dude like Napoleon to the Isle of Corsica.
Wow.
Get out. Get out. You can't sell me, Harvey. Harvey flies in the face of everything this team wants to do. Attack the strike zone, grind, good at bats, discipline. This dude sucks defensively. He's trash. He's not a good baseball player no more. He had the worst OPS in the history of the sport this year, and I got to hear about how he's got B. Arthur's hip? Get out.
Doesn't make sense.
Cut the check.
Right.
Get out.
Why are you bringing him back? He said Sweeney was good just because he wasn't Javi, and yeah, I'm with you, man. I said it. The second you told him, go get yourself healed up, go take a vacation, team started winning. And at first it was like, oh, they're not winning because he's not there. But then you start wondering, yeah, maybe they are winning because he's not there. Young guys went out there, played more relaxed. Sweeney probably going to do some more time in the minors. But, yeah, you can't bring him back because why? Because you're paying him, man, it's no salary cap. Write the check. It ain't my money.
I'm not freaking out. We're just talking. No, you got months to prove that statement wrong. That's fine. If you're serious about winning the AL Central and you're serious about becoming a World Series team, a couple of things have to happen. One of which is actual expenditure, and the other is this man cannot be here. That's it. So we'll see. I'm not freaking out. But if he's here, that's a very unserious approach because he flies in the face of everything you want. Javi will never change. He will never change.
Also, if he's here, Mike, unfortunately, I got a feeling that it means that you're not going to go out there. Javi will be that extra bat. Trust me, we'll fix him. You'll hear this statement. He's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, the old Miggy routine. Mm-hmm. Miggy would come in weighing 309. They tell you he's in the best shape of his life.
Javi is knocking the cover off the ball. He's in the best shape. Trust me, it's going to be a different Javi.
Scott Harris is way too smart of a baseball man to believe what he said there about Javi Baez. Please, he got stuck with Javi. That's not his decision. He got stuck with him. Now, hip rotation ain't got nothing to do with swinging at sliders that are 4 feet outside of the zone. I will wait and see. But my initial thought is, here's what I could have said. Guys, I understand you got questions about Javi. Part of our offseason discussion. All I'll tell you is I'm going to do what's best for the Detroit Baseball Tigers. Next question. You don't need to talk about spring training, about a role, about hips, about... You didn't need to do it, but I'll wait. I don't want to be accused of being emotional.
I wish, very, very so, I wish I can be patient like you two. I really wish I could on this. But the problem I have with it is, on one end, during the update, he says, I can't speak about an individual player when it comes to extending Tarik Skubal. Well, he's your player. You can talk about him. But then on the other end, you can talk about how, yeah, he has a role. Javi Baez has a role on this team, which means you're saying exactly what you believe. You're saying exactly what you know is going to happen this offseason is that Javi's here to stay. And as a fan, I tried to be patient and allow time after they lost and say, I'll talk about the offseason later. We got the meetings coming up November, December, whatever. All that stuff will happen when it happens. But after 48 hours, I cannot sit here and be quiet about it anymore. This offseason is going to be a disaster. This is what I believe, and this starts it. Javi Baez is going to be a part and have a role on this team. That is an absolute joke to me as a fan.
But, David, I can't label the offseason before it's begun.
I know.
That's not fair.
That's why I said I can't be patient like you are.
If we don't come out of this offseason with an Alex Bregman at third, or if we don't even try in the Alonso sweepstakes or Christian Walker or – all of these prospects you're coveting, we don't swing a bold trade. Like, look, I got to let some of this happen. I can't go nuts. I know how I want to do things. It's clearly different than how they want to do things. I don't have to like the way they do it. Because I can just tell you, if you don't have a top half of the league payroll, you're never winning the World Series. You want to know how I know it? Facts. And I'll present them tomorrow. It's just facts, man. And it's 30 years of data. There's one example, one outlier in 30 years of baseball. I'm going to go with the other 29. We'll do it tomorrow. I'm not going to go crazy about it, though. Harris is smart as a whip. I don't doubt this man's intelligence. I'm not interested in running a small market baseball team. And I'm hoping that's not what we're doing here. But the offseason will tell me a lot. The core's here. It's time to roll. It's time to compete and win the Central next year. And you're not doing it, running it back. What happened this summer was seduction. It was magic. I don't think it's sustainable. 248-539-9797. Back to football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.